Open your Bibles, please, to Matthew, the 14th chapter, page 1018 in your Scofield Bible. We'll read responsively four verses, verses 6 through 9, and then we'll turn to yet another passage. Matthew 14, verses 6 through 9, page 1018. And please let us stand for the reading of this. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. Turn now to the book of Philippians, the second chapter, page 1258 in your Scofield Bible. We'll read in unison verses 9 through 11. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, page 1258. And let's read together these three verses, please. Ready? "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And now, Father, open our hearts to this thy word. This is an important time. There's nothing more important than that which is happening. And we pray that you'd certainly make it a happening in our hearts and our lives as the man of God preaches thy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now, Father, thank you for this hour, for this book, for this place, for this people. And now thou hast a word for us tonight. May we hear it and hear what the Spirit saith to the church tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I love it. I love to read it. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. The glory of God the Father. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of the heavens. The Son obeys His voice. It rises at His command and sets when He gives His order. The moon awaits His desire, and the birds receive their flight plan from Jesus. They fly when He says fly. They fly where He says fly. They fly if He says fly. The ravens are the object of His care. He makes the morning stars to sing, and they wait His command before they give their melody. He commands the rain to fall, tells it when to fall, tells it where to fall, tells how much should fall, tells how hard it should fall, what size the raindrops are to be. And the dimension of every raindrop is commanded by Jesus. The frost falls at His command. The lightning pierces the sky at His command. He orders the snowflake, and the shape of every snowflake is determined by Jesus. No detail is overlooked by Him. Clouds gather at His command, and they gather where He commands. The wind blows when He says to blow. The wind blows where He says to blow. The wind blows how hard He says to blow. The wind obeys His command. Jesus is Lord. The angels await His command. He is their Lord. They wait for Him to tell them when to go, where to go and what to do and what to say. Jesus is Lord of the heavens. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of the earth. He laid its foundations. The lion of the forest obeys Him. The unicorn serves Him. He orders the wing of every peacock, determines the size of that wing, and just how much color is to be at each spot in that wing. He tells the peacock when to spread his wings. He commands the feathers of the ostrich. Most of the things I'm giving you right now are almost quoting Scripture from Job 37, 38, 39. He tells the ostrich when to lay her eggs. He tells the grasshopper when to jump. Watch a little grasshopper sometime when it's just still on the limb. You wait for it to jump. Why isn't it jumping? God hasn't told it to jump yet. Jesus is Lord. The hawk obeys His command to fly. The eagle mounts up at His command. He tells her where to make her nest. He tells the grass when to grow. He tells the grass where to grow. Jesus is Lord. He tells the beast where to play. He tells the trees when to bloom. The truth is, the trees right now in this area are just waiting for His command. Just, and you'll find one of these days they'll all just come out just like that. He has not yet commanded them. Jesus is Lord. He tells the earth when to quake. He decides where the earth will quake. He tells the birds what tune to sing and how long to sing. He knows where their song is needed the most. He sends them to the window of the shut-in and tells them what tune to sing to inspire and to cheer the heart of the lonely. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of the air. He commands the wind when to blow. He commands the wind how hard to blow. He commands it where to blow. The tornado obeys Him, and the hurricane obeys Him. He orders all storms to start, and it determines how long they will last, and determines when they stop, and orders them when to cease. The winds and the waves obey Him. He tells the sparrow when to fly. He decides when it should fall. See two little birds frolicking. Watch them as they follow each other. Watch them as they sing and fly. And watch them as they land maybe on a limb of a tree. And all of a sudden they frolic away. How do they decide? Does a bird have a brain? Yeah, bird brain. How does the bird know? Does the bird think, I think I'll fly now? No. Jesus is Lord of that bird. And that bird flies when Jesus says to fly. Well, how does that bird know where to fly? Because Jesus tells it where to fly. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of death. He commanded Lazarus to come forth. And Lazarus obeyed. He raised the little girl, Jairus' daughter, and stopped her funeral procession and canceled the interment. Jesus is Lord of death. He rose its conqueror, folded His garments in the tomb, and the stone was rolled back, not so He could rise. Stone couldn't keep Him from rising. He rolled away the stone so we could see He was gone. He's Lord of death. The dead in Christ now await His command. The only reason my mama is still in that crypt out there at the cemetery tonight, the mausoleum tonight, because Jesus had not yet commanded that body to come forth. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of death. The unsaved dead will not move until He commands them. He's Lord of death. Death obeys Him. The grave awaits His orders. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord of sickness. Peter's mother-in-law lay sick of a fever, and that fever obeyed its Lord. Bartimaeus' eyes obeyed the Savior. Jesus is Lord over sickness. The lame man at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years had been coming, waiting for the water to be troubled, hoping that he could be the first one to get in the water upon its troubling. After 38 years, Jesus was Lord of his crippled legs. Eyes obey him and see. Ears obey him and hear. Feet obey him and walk. Fever obeys him and cools. Germs obey him. Palsy obeys him. Leprosy obeys him. Deformity obeys him. An issue of blood obeyed him. Blindness obeys him. Deafness obeys him. Dumbness obeys him. Paralysis obeys him. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of the earth. Jesus is Lord of the heavens. Jesus is Lord of the air. Jesus is Lord of death. Jesus is Lord of sickness. Jesus is Lord. He's the Lord of the waters. The fish swims at His command. Did you ever stop and look at the little fish as they dart to and fro in the ocean, maybe, or in the lake? Did you ever see a little group of brim or panfish as they swim? Wonder how they decide where to go. Are they on a journey? No, just here and there. Well, the fish have brains. Well, how do fish know where to go? They go at God, at Jesus' order. He's Lord. Every bird that flies waits for His command. He's Lord. Every fish of the sea and creature of the sea obeys His command. I believe with all of my soul that every journey taken in the waters by every one of the millions of sea creatures, I believe that every journey is charted and commanded by my Savior. Jesus is Lord. Every snowflake that falls, He makes that an original, a designer's model. God does not cut snowflakes out like you cut out paper dolls. Every snowflake is different. Designed individually by Jesus, Jesus is Lord. Every flight of every bird, every journey of every beast in the forest, every bit of water conquered by the fish, all of those journeys are determined by Jesus. The rivers rise and fall at His command. He determines when the tide comes in and how high the tide is or how low the tide is. He decides the height of the river. The sea storms at His command and calms at His orders. The storms at sea are His servants, and they subside at the rising of His hand. And the fish even swallows a coin when Jesus decides for that fish to swallow a coin. And that fish gets sick in his stomach and vomits up the coin when Jesus decides it's time for the coin to leave the body of the fish. Whales become apartment houses at His command. Swallow what He says swallow and whom He says swallow. The ravens become waitresses. Jesus is Lord.
He's Lord of every sparrow that flies through the heavens, every bobwhite that cheers us from the trees. He's Lord of every eagle that soars in the heavens and every small little bird that flies around your house. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of nature. He tells the trees, as I said, when to blossom. He determines the number of leaves on each tree. Number of leaves on each limb. The size of every leaf and the size of every limb. Jesus decides the number of petals on each blossom. You never see a flower. But what is an original made by Jesus? He decides. He determines how many petals on each flower. When the flowers blossom. When they shall fall. Where the petals shall fall. The size and shape of every petal. The scent of every gardenia. The color of every rose. I love to watch the squirrels. I love to go out in the woods, and especially right after a fresh snow, the squirrels come out. I love to watch them. And I wonder, what are they going to do now? That one out there, what's he going to do? And they seem to perk up their little heads, and you'd say, are they thinking where to go now? No, they're waiting for order. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of the sky. Lord of the air. He's Lord of the earth. He's Lord of the sea. The deer that runs through the forest determines its course as commanded by Jesus. And the birds return from the south and know exactly when to return and to where they should return at the command of Jesus. I'm saying that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He's the holy potentate of the sky. He's the royal master of the earth. He's the commanding general of the beast. He's the commanding admiral of the sea. He's the commanding captain of the air and the sky. Jesus is Lord. Say it in times of joy. When you give Him glory, say it. Jesus is Lord. Say it in times of sadness, when the tears are easy to shed and the heart is easy to be broken. Say it. Jesus is Lord. Say it in times of bereavement, when the empty place is at the table and in the bed. You can hardly breathe because you've just said goodbye to the dearest of earth. Say it when your heart is broken because your husband's body lies beneath the sod, or you've said goodbye to your mother or your father or your brother or your sister or your little child. Say it when the only memory you have of pregnancy is a bronze shoe on the mantle and a picture beside the shoe. Say it! Jesus is Lord. Say it when you're lonely, when friends, so-called friends, have turned their back, when you walk alone, nobody understands, when you have to stand up by yourself. You're lonely. You long for fellowship, but fellowship doesn't come. You long for a warm handshake, but there's no warm handshake there. Say it when you're lonely. Jesus is Lord. Say it when you're confused, when you've lost your way. You don't know which way to go, what decision to make. You can't see the hand, your own hand, in front of your eyes, and it seems like you don't know what to do, and you're confused. Say it. Jesus is Lord. Say it when you're guilty, when you're at the altar confessing a sin. All of a sudden, down on your shoulders comes the weight of guilt. And then there comes confession. And then there comes forgiveness. And then there comes relief of forgiveness. Say it! Jesus is Lord! Say it in times of accusation, under heavy attack, when forked tongues have told lies about you, and wicked minds have deceived untruths and spread those untruths about you. And people would destroy you if they could and kill you if they could get by with it and not have to pay for it. Say it! Say it under accusation! Say it under attack! Don't take time to fight back! Just raise up your hands and say, Hallelujah! Jesus is Lord! Say it in times of heartbreak. Say it when your dreams are shattered. Say it when your air castles have fallen and been broken on the pavement of God's providence. Say it when your plans have gone awry. Say it when your dreams have been destroyed. Say it when it seems like that all you'd hoped for and all you'd planned for suddenly is gone. Lift up your weary shoulders. Raise up your tear-stained face. Lift up your palsied hands and shout, Jesus is Lord. Say it when under pressure, when the load's too heavy to bear. You wonder how you can face tomorrow. You wonder how you can even finish today. All of a sudden you don't know what to do, where to go, how you can face the trials of today. Just lift up your head. Shout to the housetops. Praise God, Jesus is Lord. Say it in times of decision, awaiting God's will and deliverance of His plan, awaiting His orders. It seems like the orders never come. And every day is mail from heaven, you await the letter that tells you where to go. You sit there beside heaven's telephone and wait for it to ring, hoping that soon will come the message of God's plan for your life, and you await His orders, and you wait minutes until they become hours, and hours until they become days, and days until they become weeks, and weeks they become months, and maybe months till months become years. And you wonder if God has forgotten your phone number. You wonder if God has forgotten where you live. Let me just say, lift up your heads and shout, Jesus is Lord. Say it when successful. Say it when the ovations ring in your ears. Say it when your back is calloused with the patting of those congratulating you. Say it when people are bragging on you and exalting you and honoring you and praising you. Let them pass bypass you and point them to Him and say, Jesus is Lord. Say it in times of failure, when you think you can never face life again, and you wonder if you can ever be a success again, and the load of failure has bent you to the ground, and you lie in the prone position with a heart that's broken, eyes that cannot see the way, and ears that cannot hear the message, and you think you'll never succeed again. You think that in life you're a failure. But there's somebody that's not a failure. Stand up and shout it to the housetops. Jesus is Lord. Thank God. The day will come when He will be acknowledged as Lord by all. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I can't wait till I see and hear Madeline Murray O'Hare bow her knee to God Almighty. Look up to Jesus and say, Jesus is Lord. Can't wait till I hear Mr. Gorbachev bow his knee and say with his tongue, Jesus is Lord. Burn your Bibles in Russia, Mr. Garbage Mouth. Ban religion. I don't care what the preachers say that go over there and are honored for a while and take into one little church and try to cram the fact that Russia has religious freedom. There is no religious freedom in Russia whatsoever. Right at this very minute, God's people are languishing in cells of prisons and have been banished to Siberia, and they're in jail living on bread and water tonight. Why? Because of godless pagan communism. I hate it with all my soul. I hate it in Russia. I hate it in Cuba. I hate it in Nicaragua. I hate it in Salvador. I hate it in Mexico. I hate it in Poland. I hate it in Hungary. I hate it in Romania. I hate it in Eastern Germany. Why? I'll tell you why. Because it denies that Jesus is Lord. But you wait, Mr. Gorbachev. You wait, Mr. Castro. Your knees will bow and your tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Can't wait till I see Thomas Paine, who said the Bible would not be printed anymore after his generation. They used his own printing press on which to print Bibles after he died. Thomas Paine will bow his knee. For every knee shall bow. Every atheistic knee shall bow. Every modernistic knee shall bow. Every humanistic knee shall bow. Confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Mr. Ingersoll, Bob Ingersoll, who said he could explain away every argument for Jesus Christ except the confession of his mother, Someday shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. His knee shall bow. His tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I can't wait until Lenin confesses that Jesus is Lord. And Adolf Hitler bows his knee before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and confesses that Jesus is Lord. And Benito Mussolini bows his knees before Jesus, the King of Kings, and confesses that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I can't wait till every Jewish rabbi who now believes that Jesus was an illegitimate child of a whoremonger, I can't wait till Rabbi Goldstein and Feinstein bow their knees and say, Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I can't wait to see Jane Fonda bow her knee and confess that Jesus is Lord. I can't wait to hear Johnny Carson come on his show one night and say, I've got something to do. He bows his knee. I've got something to say. He says, ladies and gentlemen, I've discovered that Jesus is Lord. I can't wait till Liberace confesses that Jesus is Lord. And the liberal Supreme Court justices, 9 of them, get on their knees and bow their knees to God Almighty. Look up to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Look up to the Lily of the Valley. Look up to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Look up to the Rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star. Look up to the fairest of 10,000. Look up to the way, the truth, the life. And the Supreme Court justices say, we've been wrong. Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I can't wait till the ACLU. Boy, I can't wait till that crowd. I want a box seat right in the front row. All these dirty, un-American commies and liberals and humanists and atheists trying to take Jesus out of Christmas, taking the Bible out of our schools and prayer out of the school system, trying to destroy every vestige of God in America. You listen to me, ACLU lawyers and attorneys. You listen to me, Mr. Kunstler, and all the rest of you. The day is going to come when your knees shall bow before Jesus and your tongue shall confess that He's the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Cannot wait till Phil Donahue bows his knee and confesses Jesus is Lord. I can't wait till Michael Jackson bows his knee and throws away his guitar, fires his orchestra, sings Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, and confesses that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I can't wait till the Rolling Stones come to the stone that was rolled away and confess Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I can't wait till Mr. Napoleon bows his knee and confesses that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Not to mention Pilate and Herod and the pharaohs of Egypt. Not to mention Ahab and Jezebel. Ahab shall bow his knee before Jesus and confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. By the way, so will you. Everybody in this room tonight shall someday confess that He's Lord. You'll confess Him as Lord while there's time to be saved and die and go to heaven, or one day when it's too late, as these folks will do unless they get saved in a hurry, you'll confess Him as Lord and die and go to hell and face eternity without God in a Christless grave forever, in a hell where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. I'm saying every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Christ, the glory of God the Father. I can't wait till Ayatollah Khomeini bows on his knees and confesses that Jesus is Lord. I can't wait till John Dillinger and Al Capone bow on their knees. And brother, the next one, I'm going to push him to his knees, hold him down there. I can't wait till Hugh Hefner bows on his knees, confesses the garbage and the filth and the rot and the decadence that he's caused to our society by his garbage and sex craze society he's influenced. And Hugh Hefner says, Jesus is Lord. Bows on his knees before him. Can't wait till Harry Emerson Fosdick, probably the father of all of liberalism in America, outside his father the devil, shall say that Jesus is Lord, the glory of God the Father. I can't wait till the prince bows on his knees and says Jesus is Lord, the glory of God the Father. And Madonna bows on her knees and says Jesus is Lord, the glory of God the Father. And they'll interrupt the General Hospital program and say, we have something to do. We've been wrong. We've been godless. We've been pagan. We've been sensuous. We just have discovered something. Jesus is Lord. And the actors and actresses and harlots and whoremongers of Hollywood and Broadway will bow on their knees and confess that Jesus is Lord. Actors and actresses of Dallas and Fantasy Island and The Dating Game and Heart to Heart and Edge of Night and Secret Storm, as the world turns and MASH, shall bow on their knees and confess that Jesus is Lord. I can't wait till HBO confesses that Jesus is Lord. If you've got one of those things on your television set, get on your knees and get right with God Almighty and act like a Christian for a change. I can't wait till the movie channel interrupts its movie and says we're not going to have any more movies. We just found out that Jesus is Lord, the glory of God the Father. The owners of the movie houses will confess that Jesus is Lord. The adult bookstores will close their trash and bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. The publishers of dirty magazines shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Liz Taylor shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And bless God, I can't wait for this one. Old Ted Kennedy himself. Old Chappaquiddick himself. We'll ruffle his beautiful hair and straighten out his heathen mind. And Ted Kennedy shall stand before the Senate and say, I have something to say, but I can't say it standing up. He kneels and confesses that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He will stop the National Football League game and all the players will bow on their knees. The glory of God the Father. Confess that Jesus is Lord. They'll stop the filming of movies to confess Jesus is Lord. The World Series game will stop to confess Jesus is Lord. The presentation of the Oscars will stop and confess that Jesus is Lord. The Super Bowl people shall rise and then fall to their faces and confess that Jesus is Lord. But it says every knee and every tongue. Puppet dogs have knees. Puppet dogs have tongues. Puppet dogs shall bow their knees and confess that Jesus is Lord. Lions have knees and lions have tongues. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You've heard that little story I've told so many times here. Illustrates it so beautifully now. On Christmas Eve afternoon, I was out soul winning. Went over here on North Side on North Columbia Street, knocked on the door. Beautiful flocked Christmas tree there in the window. A man came to the door whose name was Mr. McBroom. Mr. McBroom, I said, my name is Jack Hiles. I'm pastor of First Baptist Church of Hammond. He looked at me and he said, I'm so glad to see you. He said, could you come back tonight? And I said, why tonight? He said, my wife is at work. Would you come back tonight? This is either Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve Eve, one or the other. And he said, my wife is leaving me. Would you come back tonight? I went back that night at 7:30, 7:45. They invited me in. I told both of them the story of Christ, and both of them received Christ as Savior that night. What a beautiful picture it was. As I knelt to pray, I had my head bowed, and they were praying the sinner's prayer, and I was praying, you know, how I prayed, they prayed, and so forth. I felt something moist on my cheek. I felt like it was a piece of liver going up and down my cheek. I did not know it was a piece of liver because I have never had a piece of liver on my cheek. I looked up, and looking right at me with his tongue licking my cheek was the saddest-looking cocker spaniel dog you ever saw in your life. Well, I got concerned about that dog. I was afraid he'd keep them from getting saved. And I wanted to get saved, so I grabbed that dog around the neck. There's a pillow right there. And I pulled that pillow and stuffed that dog's nose right in that pillow, and I held him. He started struggling, and I held him there. All the time I was holding him, he was praying. I was praying. Mrs. McBroom prayed. Mr. McBroom prayed. And I was holding that dog. That dog would squirm, and I'd grab it and trying to keep them from knowing it. Well, they got saved, but all of a sudden, while they were getting saved, that dog quit resisting me. Went limp. I said, oh, my soul, I've killed their dog. You talk about having your salvation tested. You get saved, and the guy that wins you to Christ just murdered your dog. Oh, I prayed for them to get saved, but I prayed more for that dog to stay alive. Was I ever glad to see that dog breathe when we got up off our knees? Both of them got saved. A year later, I told that story at Christmas time, as I do often here. I told it at Christmas time. I got through in the old building over there. It's been years ago. In the building that burned and the auditorium, Mr. McBroom came down to the front with Mrs. McBroom, and he said, why didn't you tell the rest of the story? And I said, that's all the story I know. He said, there's more to it. He said it was exactly 8 o'clock when we knelt to pray that night when the dog came and got beside you, between you and me on the sofa, put his head there in the pillow. He said the next night on Christmas Eve, or Christmas whatever it was, the next night, exactly at 8 o'clock, that dog went and got that pillow, put it exactly where he was the night before. Put his paws up on the sofa and put his nose in that pillow, just like he did at 8 o'clock the night before. That dog stayed there for about 5 minutes and prayed. He said, that isn't all. The next night, exactly 8 o'clock, that dog went to the same place, got the same pillow, put the pillow in the same place, put his paws up on the sofa, put his nose in that pillow, and prayed for 5 minutes. He said for an entire week, that dog, every night, got that pillow, 8 o'clock sharp. I said to my wife, he said, we got to start a family altar. That dog got more religion than we did. He prays 8 o'clock every night, we don't. So after 1 week, Mrs. McBroom knelt on one side, I knelt on the other, and while the dog prayed, we prayed. He said it's been one entire year since that night we got saved. But he said every night that dog at 8 o'clock still gets that pillow, goes to that sofa, puts that sofa where it was, puts paws up on the sofa, bows his head in that pillow and prays. And we pray with him every night. Well, bless your little pea-picking heart. That's exactly what's going to happen one of these days. Every knee shall bow. Elephants have knees. And they have tongues. I've never seen one. It's covered up. But they shall bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. Tigers have knees and tongues. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. They shall bow and confess Jesus is Lord. Leopards and apes and giraffes and cats and zebras and horses and cows and donkeys and hyenas all have knees and all have tongues. That's what the psalmist meant when the psalmist said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Everything that hath breath, cats have breath. Dogs have breath. Bass singers have bad breath. Everything that hath breath, let it praise the Lord. Day is going to come, my precious friend, when every knee in this world shall bow and every tongue in this world shall confess that Jesus is Christ, Lord, at the glory of God the Father. There's one sad note. There's only one area where He's not Lord. And that's the area where He wants to be Lord the most. The birds obey Him. The fish obey Him. The beast obey Him. The fowl obey Him. The trees obey Him. The flowers obey Him. The grass obeys Him. But the object of His love is man. And this one area, and this one area only, is the place where Jesus is not Lord. A little lady sat in my office not long ago. Her son had betrayed her. She was a widow. I said, you have a lot of friends. She said, I guess I only have one person in the world that hates me. And that's my son, my grown son. And she said, Brother Hiles,
I'd rather have my son love me than all the rest of the world put together love me. But he's betrayed me. And that's what Jesus says tonight. Oh yes, the winds and the waves shall obey his voice. The storms come at his command and cease when he says to stop. He's Lord. Except for man. And yet it was for man that all these other things were created. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? But thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. The sun that rises tomorrow morning rises for man. It sets tomorrow evening, it sets for man. Beautiful flowers Mrs. McCarroll brought me this morning, and the scent that comes from them were made for man. The birds sing in the heavens for man. The trees bloom for man. The cloud formations are made for man. The leaves come for man. Palm tree is there for man. The evergreen is there for man. There's something awful said about this. The one thing that Jesus wants the most, he doesn't have. He's not Lord over man. And that's why he overlooked the city of Jerusalem with a broken heart, saying, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered thee as a hen doth gather her little chicks, and you would not. He wants to be Lord of your life. He wants to be Lord of your job. He wants to be Lord of your pleasure. He wants to be Lord of your leisure. He wants to be Lord of your home. He wants to be Lord of your school. He wants to be Lord of your education. He wants to be Lord of your wardrobe. He wants to be Lord of your house. He wants to be Lord of your music. He wants to be Lord of your literature. And yet the tragedy is tonight that most of us have never crowned him as Lord. The day will come when we can sing truthfully, all hail the power of Jesus' name, that angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him as Lord of all. Until that day comes, Jesus wants to be Lord of your life. And Lord of mine. I don't know about you, but I want to let him be Lord of mine.